Yes, maybe call the order at 6:17 so that we can be in line with the reporting. Welcome everybody to September meeting. Okay, so any additions or alterations to the agenda? I don't have any. But anybody else?
No.
All right, so that's fine. Okay, prior meeting. Get a chance to look it over and did they see any discrepancies?
There was one thing I wanted to ask about. It was, I think it's a one-page read. CFY 2927?
It should be, oh.
2027. I won't be around.
9-0, too close together.
Yeah, exactly. Big bitch. Anybody else? Yeah, we started last time at 6:17 also.
I'm gonna grab my tea.
Okay. Anybody want to move to accept the minutes as written?
I can move to accept the minutes as corrected.
Yes, that's
correct. Okay, perfect. Any discussion? Okay, I am calling the vote. All in favor of approving the minutes as corrected?
Aye.
Okay. There's no public, except I'm the only person on this theme thing, right?
Yeah.
Public present. Moving on to the library report and the current financials.
Okay. So, skip the Sustainable Libraries Initiative on the report for now. We did train a new volunteer on the circulation desk, so we can start having regular staff meetings. We're still trying to sort out when we'll meet, but that's good. And it's during her shift, so that's helpful.
So she was already a volunteer, but you just trained her for this job?
Mm-hmm.
She's a retired librarian, right?
Yeah, children's, yeah. We continue to receive positive feedback from patrons. We had a lot of really positive feedback about summer reading program this year, which was nice. I guess I should have put this in the agenda maybe, but we're thinking about a staff development day for fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's at this point, like April and October is when we're having them. This day would be
28.
Yeah, the 28th, but we'd be working on special projects. So lots of stuff that's like not a high priority and that we're never ever getting to at this point because we're so busy. Stuff like, you know, finishing up weeding the archives, cleaning it out that space, figuring out the basement because of all the work that's been done down there with ServPro. Yeah, finishing up labeling work and all of these things, like just, I have a whole list if anyone's interested in seeing that.
On here, a lot of it.
Yep, yeah. Cleaning out my drawer. But proposing that, and then the library would be closed that day. It's usually on a Wednesday, but we're finding like, we have a lot of things going on in the library, so we don't want to close it on a day when we have something scheduled. So that's looking like a good day.
What day of the week is that?
Tuesday. We've had some issues with our vendor, Baker and Taylor, and there's.
Approve that formally as an agenda item in October.
Okay.
Before, but.
Sure.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I have noticed I'm a busy library, so I would on Tuesday. So I was here yesterday morning and afternoon.
Yeah. It is busy on Tuesdays.
So I would just advertise it like earlier than usual that, you know, hey.
Yeah, we will for sure. And I'll put it in the, maybe I'll put that in the newsletter for October, and I'll also put it on the listserv post that I do. And all the signs and stuff. Anyway, Baker and Taylor, we're just having some issues with a lot of back orders, and it's unfortunate. And it's so, because of that, we've been doing a lot more ordering on Amazon and other places. I don't love ordering from Amazon for my own ethical reasons, but they are fast and they have the books, and it's unfortunate. But Baker and Taylor was bought out recently, a couple of days ago, by a larger company, and we're hoping that maybe this fixes some of the issues. This is like a whole conversation and on the listserv with all the librarians in the state, so we're kind of fingers crossed that this helps some things. But in the meantime, we've done a lot of research on alternatives, so we have ideas of how we can get our books moving forward. ServPro cleaned up the basement. It looks really different down there because they cut out a lot of the drywall.
Yeah, which is good in case it cat skin.
I know. And I almost feel like let's get rid of the drywall. But because there's this whole interior space, we could have like storage in there.
Oh, really? Was that far away from the cement?
Yep. Huh. Yeah. Wait, what was that far away?
Usually drywall's right next to the cement, the exterior wall. How far away is it?
So there's a whole interior where the staircase is that is surrounded in a square with drywall. Huh. So it's a whole block that's like maybe square footage of this table. Maybe bigger.
Yeah. I'm trying to envision this. Is that something to do with the elevator? No, it's a different place.
No, the elevator doesn't go down there.
I know, but there's...
Oh, yeah, that's more towards the water heater room, the boiler room.
How easy is it to get in and out of there?
So it's like, it is like, it is like, there's, you know, I could get in because I'm small. I mean, short, not, but yeah, I could get in and like, we could put like things, I don't know. It's just another option.
Storage is storage.
Yeah.
Storage is storage.
I know, but if it's you or somebody paying you. Is the variable to go.
We'll just have the kids. Yeah. just kidding. Child labor. No, volunteer work, I mean. So library programming, prom was a huge success, I think. I think it was probably around 55 to 60 maybe people. That's because we had some in and out.
Like 70,
some people were in and out. It was interesting to see who came. Like, it was an interesting mix of people.
And people I was talking about it last night at Voices.
Oh, good. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I thought it was really great. It was a good celebration of the 25th anniversary of this building. I thought I was really grateful for all the help. Like decorating and breaking down after. And cleaning the hall after, and Harpoon, big time. And that was just so nice. And the Skunk Hollow door prize was so sweet. And anyway, so back to summer reading. We did have more signups last year by like, not many, but it's interesting how similar the Farm to Table book cookbook launch was a huge success. We had our Heartland Tea Time Book Club on September 11th, and like 17 people showed up, and four people were supposed to come and didn't come, and I didn't know half the people.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, wow, so many people like just didn't like fill out that form, that interest form, or they didn't RSVP, which is fine. But moving forward, that is a large book club. And then plus there's maybe, so maybe 10 more people want to show up next time. We did pick the book. It is, I was outvoted 16-1. Everybody voted on the same thing, a gothic horror for Halloween. Wow. It was so interesting, but it was so cool because I think part of, part of what's so interesting is we kind of came up with an idea to go through all of the genres because people want to read what they've never read before for the most part and get out of the comfort zone. So we made a list of genres, and actually there are so many different types of genres because you get into subgenres and it's like, it gets very specific, but we're going to go through, it's going to be like a genre book club. And I picked the book, and it's like a not very popular book. It's fairly new, but it's like, it's just funny. Well, people agreed to it. So if it stinks, it's not my fault. I've never read it, but it'll be exciting to move forward with that. I'm excited about the book club.
So will that be too big a number if you have?
No, we're going to, so I think we're just going to break into smaller groups. So probably 3 to 4, depending. And yeah, so the book will be The Haunting of Whitehall Manor, a gothic horror novel. Sarah Stewart Taylor's coming October 2nd. Cemetery Sleuthing is on October 11th. I'm doing a cursive writing workshop with Tricia on the 22nd for school age children. We'll show them how to do their signature because it's only an hour, so you can't really do a ton. But if it's popular, we might continue that. The potluck for October is Dining by Rail, which is it's influenced by a trip to the Railroad Museum in Sacramento that I did with my dad. And I have this book called Dining by Rail, and the whole thing was just so fascinating. So it's the golden age of dining by rail. So it's like
Pullman Porter.
Yeah, that era. Kind of thing. All the lines. Okay. So every line had their own china that was designed. So cool. California was California poppies. I forgot what.
Cool.
Yeah. So
are there cookbooks for people to cook from?
Oh, yeah. Cool. It's been one of those fun research projects. Yeah. So we have about 4 cookbooks, and we're going to have them on reference only. So I'm excited for that. That'll be cool. And we're having a kiddo scavenger hunt for Halloween, and I'm going to maybe be doing tarot card reading with John Leonard at the rec center and judging the costumes. So, and then there's a whole bunch of other stuff. So we do need help with getting rid of some of the books, and also the friends need to recruit some people. So
I was thinking about that tradition. I mean, sometimes board members are stepped off and into the friends as like new energy. So I wonder if we could maybe put a blast out to old boards. Say, hey, you can step, I know you love the library and the friends are not getting any younger, and maybe do that. Do it that way. It would be a lot less the board.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But if you had any friends or anything, I'm also thinking about who would be good. I think they need a new treasurer at this point.
Just by aging out.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any questions about this part? There's a lot in this report.
Well, the website edits, I did go, thank you for providing a link, because each month I was like, oh shoot, I haven't thought, I didn't think of that, but I went back and looked at the proposal. I mean, they're going to go away, it sounds like. We've sort of maxed out the
WordPress.
I was wondering about the price, because you've designed a fabulous website. Like, you have, all you need to do is migrate to a new platform. And some ADA, I mean, it was a legit proposal.
Yeah.
But it just seemed really pricey. I worked with a woman in New London to do ours, because I just didn't want to take the time to do it. She charged by the hour, like after an initial one. So it doesn't have the content of yours, but really, it's not. The library one isn't that complicated.
No, it's not. I'm hoping.
I paid her like $1,200 maybe
Okay.
She was on sheet by the hour.
Yeah.
But she was quick.
So it's just the platform you need.
Well, I mean, it's, and the migrating.
Migrating.
So yeah, migrating needs to be done right.
So like the, so we do our programming in WordPress, and then within WordPress, there's like different, like skeletons, I guess, or skins that you can. And so the one that we're using currently is going to be like not supported anymore. I don't think it's a huge deal to wait a while. Okay. I don't think it's dire, but I do think it's something to definitely think about within maybe a year.
Yeah.
Or so.
I use Squarespace.
I prefer WordPress. I feel like it's very stable. But the person who's doing it has been like on retainer with the library for like years. So we pay him about $300 a year. And so if I'm like, oh my God, something happened with the website. Like one night it froze or something was wrong. And I emailed him and he fixed it that night. And it was it was actually like 9 o'clock or something. It was like pretty late. Yeah. And he's the one who did the logo that we use.
Oh, nice.
So
I have no reason to shop.
Yeah.
But I was just maybe saying, I can need to put it into this budget though.
Oh.
So, you know, so
yeah.
We can pay
for it. Right.
Or we can pay for it out of, it has been, we do need to spend some of the money we've raised and some of the funds we have.
Yeah.
So that, this would be a great use of it.
Okay.
Obviously it is how we get our, you know, right. But we, I mean, that's, that to me is
it affects everyone.
But, yeah. But it would seem legit to me, but that probably, it's been so busy that I haven't sort of been proactive about the agenda, but we should have, what are the key things? The ADA we've already targeted, but in a way you could argue that this is going to make it ADA enhanced, right? With maybe the furniture that. There's things you can do in terms of
Building and stuff. We're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it seems like a legitimate one-off
use of
funds that we've accumulated because we have to spend. I mean, it's not right to just keep people
coming. I know.
We ask for them and just like, well, we got it. I'll use it for someday. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
That should be a discussion next month.
Yep.
Super done. Calendar.
Yeah. I'll put it in the calendar.
Another.
I already said two things.
One other thing I was thinking about with our budget when we do talk to the board is I really want to talk to them about, or the select board, I want to talk to them about the funds put aside for this building and how we can like increase that money.
Yes. How we can increase. Yes. I think that would
or,
be, yes. Both.
But yes. I think isn't that part of when we had those discussions, the general fund, now that we have that general fund, that kind of targeting some of that money for this is, we are going to save this for this, the HVAC or different, whatever.
We can contribute like as goodwill partners, but like the building is really the town's responsibility. Like we're in charge of the wallpaper and the carpet and the gardening. And the paint. But they're in charge of the envelope and then the HVAC. So I feel like we could certainly mention we could match.
Well, I was just thinking it might move some of that conversation along if we
if we could.
We've done, you know, we here's what we can do. Can you help us?
Or
can we help you make that happen?
Yeah. I just want even the conversation because it's not happened yet. Okay. I'm just going to go into the budget real quick.
Yeah.
Are there any questions about the actual report though?
No. Always.
I think you will notice that the one interesting thing, or I did want to bring up that the stats from Eric's report are kind of interesting. Again, like, visits and CERC keep dropping. Tech is way up. But it's really interesting. It's like almost like people from last month to this month, last month people were like checking out less, but coming in more. Now they're sort of like not coming in and also not checking out. It has been a little slow on certain days. It's been interesting.
You think part of it's with school starting or you're comparing it to last year, same month last year?
Even like the summer.
Compared to last year, it's up a little. It's up most categories except for certain relations radically.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting too. And I'm wondering if more people are reading on Libby and Palace.
Yeah, and you can't track that. You have no way.
Not in this way. Yeah. No. I mean,
but tech questions are up radically though, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
Tech questions. Is that because of Dave who's here like once a week?
No, because that's like a separate program, okay. But tech questions, we are getting more questions about like, hey, what's my...
So that's why you got
this. How do I...
Because of more questions.
Yeah, exactly. So
are people anecdotally asking questions about how to access their Libby?
Yep, they are. So a lot more people.
That's a good hypothesis.
It is a hypothesis. That is happening.
Well, and of course, we know ILLs are thankfully down, partly mm-hmm. because people aren't coming here to exploit us because of our open card policy. So that's really good.
Yeah.
And it's good. To their home libraries or just rethinking that approach.
Yeah.
I have students using Libby.
Oh, good.
From school. Like,
yeah.
You know, audio or can I get, you know, because they're being asked to read certain books or mm-hmm. wanting books and they're bringing their cards to me and I'm like, this is how, and they are signing up.
So is that great. Through here or through the school?
Well, so on the school portal, it's sort of a closed portal, but we put the Libby widget on there so that they can access Libby on their computer. And then they have to enter in their library code. I mean, they are members of the library.
Right, right. So it is
because
it
now
is a function of here too, but
right. If they're 12 and over.
Right. Yeah.
They can do it themselves.
Yeah.
So just assisting.
So you have quite a few students that are doing that.
I have some, yeah.
Okay, so with the report, we're still in the beginnings of the fiscal year, so we're at 17%. I had a lot of notes for myself in here that you probably saw. Just questions still lingering. We are at 16.29. So we're right at perfect spot. That's total. And then we have in the reserve account, we have $12,306.64. Fundraise appeal, we have $24,877.14. Donations, not including the prom donations, we have $522.39, and we did receive $781 in donations from the prom.
Did any come in afterwards?
I just got $100. I got $100 today.
You got what?
$100
from the prom, from somebody that was at the prom that enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, yeah. Okay, and then the friends total, we have 4,089. And I'm breaking down how to spend that money already. Are there any questions?
The friends money, is that typically, it's around the same amount every year then?
No, we're up. They're up.
Tracy, you drawing down from the director's report, I'm just trying to track. I went into the town budget, which is not a good place to be. Are you still in the library report?
I'm in the library report. Right. I put those numbers separately in there because it's part of the report.
I just.
It's page 3. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, so old business, it didn't look like we have any dangling over us right now, so off that goes. New business, the biggie for the evening is to discuss, finalize, and vote on FY 2027 budget. And I'm going to say up front, you'll see some gaps because we don't have final COLA and you're sharing. So where you see a TBD, awaiting totals from the town, we're something like zero. So we will approve that this go to the town because the due date is October 1st, but they haven't given us these final numbers. So we're gonna, at the end of this, hopefully we'll approve it after we discuss and have questions, approve that it goes over to the select board. But we will need to formally approve the 2027 budget once they've given us the okay and plugged in these numbers. So we actually know what we're voting on. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
So this is approving this preliminary detailed draft budget to go on time to the town. So based on that, I'm going to give up the discussion to you two. Or Tracy, or either whoever wants it.
The philosophy this year was comfort.
Just
sort of not being so down to the wire with our debt.
I think before we were being very, very conscious because other budgets were going up extremely high.
Yeah.
So I think this year we decided to present a budget that covered us,
mm-hmm.
that didn't feel so
restrictive.
Tight and restrictive, so that we remain at budget. Does that make sense to everybody?
And I think it's like a little bit more realistic.
Yes, I do.
As well.
Given costs.
Yeah.
Costs, everything's going up.
And as usual, this is getting to be able to look at, but as usual, the bulk of the budget is salary benefits, et cetera, which are out of our control. What is in our control, and we have been having interesting discussions with the select board about our rate of pay, continues, the librarians, the professionals that we have here, this fabulous staff, continues to lag lower than other town, you know, areas like rec department, I don't know about the highway department, but you know, certainly school, parallel training and education and experience, mm-hmm. people get paid more robustly than our staff. And I said, yeah, we agonize over that all the time and juggle our dual role as stewards of the library and reps of the town, which pays a lot of taxes. It's always this, you know, barge here. And so the question is, how do you give merit pay? You have to budget for them so far in advance. And I'm not comfortable having a merit pay be a budget buster, like just, hey, we decided to do this, so we just shot our budget. It doesn't feel responsible, you know, responsible budgeting. So what we did, and it'll be interesting to see how the town responds to this, is we put a pool in that represents a maximum of 3%, you know, up to 3% in potential merit raises that would take effect when this budget does, which is July 1st of 2026. No, yes, mm-hmm. yes, 2026. Mm-hmm. So 7 months, 8 months from now. And we're going to, which is a new budget line. But that's how we want to handle it, as opposed to already guessing who's going to deserve merit raises and how big a percentage. But also without just blowing up our budget, you know, halfway through the year. Seems like a crazy way to go. So I tried to like research how people take care of this in budgeting and ran into walls. So I don't actually know how other groups would do this. So anyway, that's the very last line. So after saying I was really quiet, I'm picking it up.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather have it in the budget than decide halfway through that we're going to give raises that we haven't budgeted for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That just doesn't make financial sense to me.
Right.
So I'm comfortable putting that line in.
But that is new and
it is
potentially radical. You don't know. Yeah.
So there, yeah, you'll see there are three lines that are orange, peachy mm-hmm. colored. The book processing and repair was just a shift from another line. That line is not here on the correct. It was listed as office supplies or something.
Office supplies is staying. Yeah, I basically split them in half because we're doing a lot more processing and repair these days.
Because of the Amazon. Yeah. So that makes sense to me. And then we put in a legal line so that we would have access to legal advice.
And look over documents or whatever we might want.
Because that was not there before. So I think those are fiscal responsible.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at the FY 26 bottom line totals compared to the FY 27, it's a pretty modest jump.
But yeah, not including the healthcare. Oh, that's
right.
Are those zeroed out right now? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Labor, I think last year's was like a 13% jump.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
She just put the same in.
Oh, you just put the whole thing back. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be as big because they weren't, you know, Vermont health providers weren't given very big raises. You weren't allowed to raise very much this year. So it will not be like last year.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Can't be every year. Okay. We're going to empty out the state.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any questions as you guys are looking at the budget?
I'm just looking at the decreases in the years, and it looks the office supplies make sense because of the lineup split. And then substitutes are going down a little bit, and that makes sense to do so.
Mm-hmm. We've staffed really intelligently now with the four people, so really people can cover for each other. Right,
most mm-hmm.
For vacation weeks.
We haven't used a sub since last year, Christmas time.
New equipment's a big one this time. So it's computers,
Anybody else? Really easy.
But you guys presented it nicely with your notes.
All right. So this is a complicated motion, so I'm going to make it because I rehearsed yesterday when we had a pre-budget meeting. I move that we approve this budget as the draft to go to the select board for approval. Knowing that we will have a final formal approval of the fiscal year 27 budget after the select board returns with this approved and with the missing category is actually accurate, so that we vote on an accurate budget for 27, because we've been thrown off of that in the last couple of years. No explanation. That's my motion.
For a second.
Okay. Terry, you can skip the editorial.
Yeah.
We vote on that we approve this as the draft budget to go to select board for approval. And
that we'll vote on an accurate budget.
In the November, December, or something like that, which will be what will be printed in the town report that the town gets to see and vote on and discuss with us if they want to in March town meeting. You don't have to have all that, but that's
no, I'm just gonna say it. Well, that's November, on the December.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm there. Okay. So you super seconded. Yeah, everybody, I'll call the vote. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And unanimous budget. Good work, Tracy and Dina.
Wow.
Tracy and Tina.
And Meredith.
Well, I just went and said I learned my lines. And asked all my questions yesterday. Yay. Okay, annual appeal. You're a veteran of this. Do you want to
take veteran of this. So last year I sort of took the reins and helped with the annual appeal. There's a letter that goes out. A letter goes out to the public and they, you know, kind of shuffle back. A lot of it is the prep work of finding the printer and the mailing distributor. The quality mailing is out of business, so we need to do some legwork on finding a new vendor for that.
Oh,
in Claremont,
Print and Serve, Doolittle's Print and Serve is good.
That was on our list.
That was there before, and we went from Doolittle because it was more expensive to, I had them printed at Budget.
Oh, yeah.
And then they sent them to Quality.
Oh, for the mailing part of it.
Mailing part of it. Mm-hmm. And then, so we do need to find someone new for that. I think when I was shipping stuff at UPS in Lebanon one day, I saw that they do mailings there. Oh. So that's a place to start. And also asking Budget Print what they're doing now as far as for mailings.
Yeah.
So they're still fine, the Budget Printer?
I think Budget Printing is still fine. I mean, there's nothing. And it should be in a folder, which my computer battery went. But whoever, I'm hoping to take this on this year, I can definitely share that material and help with that.
And you also did Yeoman's work. I think the two of you worked on it last year.
Yeah, I helped Tina also.
Yeah.
Tina really
so,
did a lot.
So we're,
but I remember all of this. So
this was a member at large. So we're hoping that this is a new blood effort.
Maybe.
Or, you know, maybe two of you take the reins this year and make this the year sort of entree into the world. And in terms of drafting the letter itself, do you take the lead on that and then the team works with you on refining it, or did
it's the board?
I think
I was in for edits and sort of cleaning up.
So, I mean, you all know what we do.
And it is very important after talking to the auditor to specify what the money will be used for year to year, because that dictates how we use the fundraise appeal money.
It limits it. So if you say we're fundraising for carpet, then that money has to be spent
on a carpet.
Whereas last year,
we extract ourselves from that.
Last year,
reaching out to everybody who did that.
We went back and looked at all the letters, and it's more like supporting the library's mission, and you know, so it's more of a general, so that we have a little bit of wiggle space in.
Yeah, I like to say library operations, books, programming.
Well, it would be a safe bet to say ADA, you know, bringing the library, so it's more comfortable for ADA, because we have more need there than we have ability. So if we put all of this year's money into that it wouldn't.
Interesting. Yeah.
We know we want to do stuff.
That's interesting.
And that would feel good. It's actually mirroring what since we just did this for the church, our little asking to get into
it. I feel like if we do something specific though, like that, I want a separate sub account because that's what gets muddy.
Then let's do an operations, knowing that in our heads, that's what we wanted. That's one of the things on the
things
next
that we
month.
Can, we should
yeah.
spend it on.
Yeah, next month we're really going to talk about that.
And I think it can be a wish list. Like, I think the letter can be positive and broad.
Yeah.
And like really like kind of getting people excited about some of the stuff that the board wants to work on.
Yeah. Which we're going to talk, it's already in the calendar. That's where I went off to make sure I captured that. I didn't forget the things that we're going to talk about next month. So with that, the letter could wait till next month, right? Not that much.
So I'm trying to think at the beginning. Definitely September. I started legwork on finding the mailing and the printer and getting the numbers down a little bit, and that was great.
That was a question I had. It was around 3,000, right? When we finally got a tally of actual.
I think it was higher than that. It was higher.
No, I meant
the number of mailings.
People, yeah.
Oh gosh. After a long day, I don't have that number in my head, but it is.
So I remember those spreadsheets and canceling doubles off for. Yeah,
there were doubles, and then there were also some that came back as they're not there anymore, kind of thing. So a little work on that, and that'll
The list you did the list. Did you get it from the listers, and then do some overlapping?
We did some cross checking. Yeah. We did a lot of things, and then they also do a check through the mailing place. Does a quick check, and then they send it back to you. So that should be in the file.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There was one from Damon Hall, and then we had another list, and that's what we cross-referenced.
There was,
So
the list should be in pretty good shape because it wasn't before. So that
And just so everybody knows, we're not, we don't use the library's database because.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah.
But Heartland residents, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there might be just.
Yeah, so we can.
50% change from.
Yeah, we can just have a quick meeting, well, the three of us can, but we can.
Yeah.
And then you can, because we can't have three of us meeting at the same time, but we can figure that out and,
So that'd be another September thing that would happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it is. Well, September, beginning of October.
Before the next meeting.
Yeah, because in November, you want to be sending the files to get them printed and then it takes them a couple, so you want to make sure you're on the list to get printed at a certain date so they can send at a certain date.
Right.
Cause we had, well, so we can look at that on the calendar and what day do we want to set it?
We were in, last year it was end of the year before, really, it's early December.
Early December.
Yeah, end of the year giving. I thought that was really good last year, the timing of everything.
Yeah.
I think the year before it was like January.
We reviewed the process in August, we were a month off on that. September, write the annual appeal letter and prepare the mailing list. I'd like to, yeah, I think waiting till after the October meeting would be, you know, when we have that discussion of like, what is our wish list? Would we like to spend some of the money we do have and any money that came in? We sent the letter in to the printer mailer in October. So then it went out in early December probably from them.
Yeah, it was kind of like Thanksgiving, was happening and then it went. It was sent a week after, yeah.
So sometime in October, so writing the letter late September, we can look at it and sign off in October and then it goes off, you know, if you all, if everybody's ready to get it off to the printer right after that, if the mailing list is in good shape. That would work pretty smoothly even though we didn't start in August.
So who, so just clarification, who's doing drafting the letter?
I could, I feel like.
Yeah, great. So you work out of back and forth and then have some for us.
I'll look at old ones and sort of look at what happened this year in the library. I remember Dan as well from a couple of years ago, and I don't remember last year for whatever reason, or was that last year? I don't know, but.
She's here last year.
Yeah, and it was good, I liked it, although there was some pushback from the previous chair on it, but I thought it was, it told a good story of the year in the library, so. That seemed like something to do again, but I'll look at multiples.
I liked last year's, yeah, I thought it was well done and like that general, like.
A little narrative and then, yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about the 25th celebration.
Another summer, basically each season.
The time capsule.
Yeah.
Which.
I think there were quite a few mail, I think we ordered more than we needed to order.
Oh, that happens every year though, yeah. I have boxes in my closet and up in 2 years.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know how many's in a box, but maybe let's cut down a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cause we don't need that many.
The.
Yeah, we don't.
And then the thank yous though, that would change.
That was so much easier this time.
Yeah, that was a good change.
Cause it was really so much work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for.
Handwritten notes and some people love doing that, but.
And you know, it's not sure if it is.
So how did you do it last year then?
It was a print off and we signed it and had what, one tiny little, like, there was some handwriting in it.
Yeah, we signed and maybe said a thank you so much. Everybody had sort of stock phrasing, we just sat around at the beginning of the meeting.
People came in and.
Yeah, either took them home and did 50 thank yous. And then, you know, some big donors, you know, say, oh, that was generous, you wrote a nicer.
You give them a handwritten note, I did a couple of those, so.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was great.
It was not painful. The year before when we were writing like cards and we were trying to write 50 like cute notes without our writing starting to look like something. Yeah. My face. Okay, cool, that feels pain, thank you, well, yes. And thank you for getting it in such good shape for everybody else. So. Okay, the Sustainable Library Initiative.
Okay.
Mini intro.
So, we are part of the Sustainable Libraries Initiative. It's a nationwide initiative. And it's basically, I think they're headquartered in New York. But every state has a mentor. So I'm working with a mentor to get this library up to a certain standard of sustainability. And sustainability is like, you know, probably not using Amazon, but it's also about financial sustainability, not just material. And it's about staff sustainability. It's like everything sustainability. Yes. So it's just, it's healthy, it's good for the library. It is like a 2 to 3 year process. And it's a big deal. Like, it's like a thesis if you're working on a master's kind of a thing.
Is the whole staff involved? Okay. Does everybody get to the training and the awareness and this?
So that's what this is sort of about. I have to, part of my checklist, it's a whole checklist system, is like officially rolling it out to the board and getting people on board with it. Rolling it out to the staff does know. They've all read through some of this, I hope. But it's like it's all over the place. It's like surveying and creating, like integrating policy, like sustainability policies into our library policies overall. So there's a lot, but it is like it's a thing that takes some libraries like two to three years. So it's a process, but it is something that also can be like, oh, I did that, like I'll check that off. And then you upload the paperwork. So like I would upload the minutes or the agenda for this meeting and say like, yep, I did. I rolled it out to the board and the board is aware that this is a goal that we're working on. I mean, I'm at this point where I'm like, it could take 4 years, who knows? But from looking at other libraries who are doing it, it's inspiring. It's kind of just like, it just feels like we're doing something good for, and we're part of a bigger group. Like it's a nationwide thing. So I did start a staff compost over there.
So you take it to the garden?
I just bring it home and I put it in our pile. Yeah. Are there any questions about this?
You know, what's needed to help or should you get informed? I know you've given us all the paperwork.
Yeah, you can look through the paperwork and I guess if like
they have a folder on here.
I'll probably just put something like this. I'll probably, my goal would be like add a little something to the library report each month and just like
give us updates.
Yeah.
And if there's some physical thing or something that, you know, that we could engage in, like funding or something.
Yeah, I mean, and it does get into physical plant. It does get into like, you know, I think it even ADA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff we're working on anyway.
We are working on changing out all of the light bulbs to more energy efficient bulbs. So we're working on certain things.
That's great. That is really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so just keep us notified. It seems like it's a fun thing. Okay, so the next one is just like, I wanted to actually do a whip around because sometimes we're too quiet and I'm ready to be involved, but we don't. So it's just, you know, it's 25th anniversary of this building. I if you haven't gotten a chance to wander around the arc, the timelines and that's really cool. And you know, just the model of the library the architect made and just some of the documents are really cool. It was fun to be here, you know, when people were like, oh, my handwriting, I forgot I wrote all those letters. And over there, the fundraising gigs they did made the prom look like a walk in the park. They put out a call to hall, you know, they were the human power, and they put out a townwide call or whatever they served was 25 years ago to pick up everybody's trash, like old cars and, you know, thing tires and things in their yards they wanted to get rid of. And that group of volunteers went all around this town with tractor, you know, with trailers and hauled stuff away out of people's yards. And, you know, people just gave donations for doing that. It was an astounding amount of work. And I got to work with Molly Delaney, who was on the, and she came in and looked over stuff and helped me lay things out. And it was really fun. talking to her about like how much her whole family was involved in that.
I have to get a plug
stuff. So anyway, look around. But it just, it made me really appreciate like that we sort of stand on the shoulders of giants that, you know, they work way harder than we have to make this building be here for Tracy to light, you know, to light it on fire with her stuff. So that's mine. I was just, I've been really, I have had a lot of gratitude towards the people that were willing to raise this room, you know, push the town to do the matching and the grant writing and that. So that was my, mine, sort of from the past. So everybody wants to say something. Well, so with that, so, like staff.
I think it's just so welcoming. I mean, my daughter just moved back and she's all like, I can't believe those sing-alongs, and they're so, she loves it. Yeah. So it's just welcoming to even people that aren't part of it yet.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
Yay.
Yay. I know.
I'll second that. I've only been in Heartland for just, it's 5 years exactly. And the first couple of years was COVID, and the library, I never barely came in. Or never really had reason. It didn't, I mean, it was COVID, so I won't finish your shit, but the last couple of years have been great. I love coming in here. Like Eric has sometimes set aside VHS tapes for me, you know, it's like collection, and he's just like, oh, thank you. And along with like Bee Gees in the post office, it is the third pillar of this whole community, and more than the post office, because it's not very fun to be there. So I always meet someone I know there, so but yeah.
Yeah, I'll say the same. And I think just the conversations that I have, probably mostly with Tracy and Amy, which is great. And the fact that they come in and have like, Amy there to be part of the schooling is pretty neat. But yeah, it's just friendly, welcoming, just nice conversation. Easy to come.
Yeah. That's nice. We can talk about cribbage. I like cribbage.
Well, I think the programs are great, and you guys are good at finding new things that are exciting to be a part of. And you know, like today we had, well, we had, only had 9 people cribbage today, but we sometimes we have 11 or 12. It's a fun gathering place, and I just think the physical space is, it's awesome. I kind of got to watch it happening as when I was working across the field, seeing first of all that tie deck on the outside of the building, and then the building itself.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah.
And you know, when I work in preschool, being able to use the library in assorted ways, like bringing the kids to story time, but also we had a lot of times we'd have snack on the porch in the wintertime on our outside Fridays, and we sliding down the hill in the backyard, sometimes we sat on the little deck or whatever is out there to, for story time or something too. So we were able to incorporate it, and of course using the bathroom. I mean, there's so many different ways that it fits in.
Yeah. Well, I also love this library, and I do like, I love the community. I just feel like it's just a nice community. I don't know. I really love the people here. That's the biggest thing for me. And then, like, I love just talking to people about books and stuff that's going to go on in the library. And I don't know, I get excited and nerdy about anything library related. So, yeah.
And on the same note, in terms of celebrating milestones, Tracy and I just had her annual review in the laboratory. Some things there for her to work on, but you really are the sort of like you are the spark that makes all the other beacons that are about this life. That drives all this with your energy and your enthusiasm. And that I sometimes so much so that I will remind townspeople that it's like it's really great staff too. It's not just this. I know, I love them all, but you know, you definitely are the symbol of this library, I think, in the town, and you're enthusiastic, your enthusiasm and spirit. So yeah. So kudos to you and your staff and all the people that are having it.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay. Positive note. So the personnel manual, I didn't realize we voted on it last, and that we actually signed it last.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot. So I'm like, we have to prove it. It's been too long.
I did reformat it. So if you wanted to just sign it
again.
Okay. So it's, yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
We were, I thought we had the whole amount of people. That's drug illegal. Chrissy had asked us if she could show it to council, you know, just make sure that we weren't asking staff to do anything that, you know, might not be legal, you know, might be above and beyond or something. And so that kind of, I suggested Tracy ask if that, you know, that would make him use the town legal, you know, the person on the retainer. So we'll get to that with the next item. But anyway, I had this on as like, so I'm going to approve the policy. And Tracy's like, we did.
So we did that in March?
We did it last month. And
last
month.
Oh, and March.
I totally didn't remember. I just remembered. Legal, you know, that it wasn't, you know, because I thought, well, maybe it's not final, but I felt it was final last month because it's really good. And we all have gotten a chance to read it and add make stuff at it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, with patio then. So, anyway, now we're signing a new copy because it's reformatted. And I just wanted to, it did not pass through a lawyer's eyes because there was a bit of a kerfuffle there. So, and I don't think it needs to, like, just nothing jumped out at me. And I just think it's so much heavily quoted. It's bigger because it quotes from the law of libraries and state policies, and it puts them right here for both staff and, you know, town to understand, and for us to be able to read it as almost part of orientation.
Mm-hmm. So it makes things very clear.
Yes. And I suggest, I would like to see this version, this 20. Notice I'm naming it the 2025-2026 version, so we don't have to go through a whole revision cycle next year, because it did take a lot of energy all summer.
Yeah, this was a big overall haul. I think any additions or anything would be really
just if there's some situation where what came up with, you know, we've just had minor times that we've addressed things, so it's something that, we really don't speak to that.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see this on a website, because I think it's really a good resource for the town to understand how libraries work. So if that's okay with everybody, I mean, we'll have to vote on it.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and I think that would just help have it come to pass. And that rolls right into the status update on communication between HBL and town officials. We've worked really hard on that this summer, and it's a little dismaying. I think back to last March when there was a ton of support around the issues, some email traffic and stuff that was happening in the town with the select board was aware of. And we want to support Tracy. You know, we do anything to, you know, help this. And then just lots of bickering and a failure. And they came to that March meeting. So our orientation meeting, and we invited them to look at that PowerPoint we all saw, because it really explained what a municipal library is and how it works. And I think I sent the link over in a follow-up. Thank you. Not positive, though. But and then tons of work on understanding and straightening out finances all summer, which was mostly with two of you, I second at times. But there is ongoing confusion, and I have to say, I guess a lack of curiosity about how municipal libraries function independently, but in a coordinated way with the town governance structure. So we are a separate governance structure. You know, we have our own board, we're elected officials in this town. We have a charge, we take an oath, we take that seriously. So we are gonna get to help. There's nothing wrong. That's what's really crazy here, is there's nothing wrong. We haven't done anything wrong. The town's paid for bills. You know, there really is no problem, but there's a communications problem. So Tracy and I have just been in constant communication about this. And then The select board chair and the town manager both feel it'd be a really good idea to get third-party arbitration for the four of us. So I'm mediator basically to help basically every layout, like where they get stressed and confused and why communication's been so hard. So that's in the works, and that's the update. So if there's any questions. We have gone into executive session before round earth, but this is an update to some of that and stuff.
And I would just like to, because I've taken quite a bit of time to really try to get my understanding. So if somebody asks me, does everybody understand sort of the structure of a municipal library versus a department of the town? Does that make sense? Because that's the big piece, I feel, that there's misunderstanding about it. So we need to make sure we understand that.
Yeah.
Well, if it's, we're not, but if we were a department of the town, what would the board even do? Right?
The rec department doesn't have a board.
Yeah.
The garage doesn't have a board. We're most analogous to the school. We have a school board, but they have a separate, completely separate budget. So there's surgical difference there. Mm-hmm. And that's where it is confusing because our budget stands there,
presented
but it is
with the town.
It's presented with the town's budget, but it is, we create the budget. It's our obligation to keep on track with the budget.
Vote on the budget.
Yeah.
And they can't make changes to the budget without
us,
the board approving.
Yeah. We hire and are responsible, Tracy's responsible for her staff, but we're, we So yeah, that's a biggie, certainly in terms of the start.
And the biggest one is creating policies for the library, including personnel policies. So library policies and personnel policies.
Right. And that's been really misunderstood because even though there's been personnel policies for at least 15 years, library ones, and that's only accessible to digital library right now. There was a lot of stress that we have a separate personnel policy, even though it doesn't conflict with town personnel policy, which these guys are also bound by. They are town employees, but they're library employees. And I think the other thing for me that's important to say that distinction of why there is actually state of Vermont law of library is libraries have this special mission or public trust to rigidly adhere to confidentiality and freedom of expression and access to information. They cannot be curbed by politics or cannot be tossed and turned on towns political whims. It has to stand apart from that and be protected from that. So to me, that's the other thing that the law of libraries does a really good job of preserving, and that I think we put a lot of work into in the personnel policy, explaining to staff and through them the public what their sacred trust is in terms of those issues and questions and responsibilities.
So thank you for going to those meetings and setting that up.
Yes. So I will, that will be a process that will take place just with me and Tracy and the mediator, probably remotely. We've had a little bit of a hard time finding one where we do have somebody to interview, the two of us, that the town identified. There's tons of, Vermont Law School has a formal mediation program. So there's actually oodles of mediators, hanging around every town green in Vermont. So
it'll be you two will represent us, but then the town will be represented.
But by the town manager and presumably the select board. Yeah, because that's where the misunderstandings and frictions have gone, both of those two tracks, which is disappointing. And again, I don't think there's no deep issue, which is what's so sad. But that's what mediation's for. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story, unless anybody has any other questions. Well, I am doing better than I said, partly because everybody came well prepared and on time. I move to it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Woohoo!
Okay.
That's a record. And we got a really good library report too, so. 7:21.
Hold on, I need to stop the recording.
Okay, yeah, I left it.